Hi everyone, I hope you're doing well. I don't know for you, but I have the feeling that I was just a few minutes before on this stage doing the opening session, and now it's already finished. But yeah, this is indeed the closing session of the WikidataCon 2019. We're gonna stay about 1 more hour stuck in this room before we go to more interesting things to do. I will try to keep it entertaining though. Let's have a look. First of all, I would like to try to make a little summary of what I take from the conference, the highlights that I've been noticing or that people have been sharing with me or that I could take from the notes and documentation. Don't expect it to be comprehensive and getting into details because that would need more than 20 minutes, definitely, but I will try to give you some interesting anecdotes and things. After that, we're gonna go actually a bit more into details about the workshop that happened yesterday that was about envisioning Wikidata in the future, because we think that it's important that you can learn a bit more what happened during this workshop. So I will let my colleague Raya explain to you what are the outcomes of the workshop. Then I will have a bit more practical information about, especially about what's happening tonight, because the conference is not entirely over, although this is the closing session. We're still gonna gather tonight in a very nice venue, so we'll make sure that you have all the information to access it. And of course, we will go through the usual round of thank you, because there is actually a lot and a lot of people to thank. And maybe at the end, a few announcements. Let's see. Let's get started. So, you consented. All right. So, one of the things that I really find awesome during this kind of conferences is the fact that it's a place where people gather, and people who are mostly working online most of the time are actually meeting each other. And my favorite thing that I spot at this conference are actually when two people are looking at each other's badge and being like, oh, it's you, oh, it's you, awesome, let's talk about this thing we've been discussing on Wiki forever. And that's been happening once again a lot at this conference, and that always makes me very happy. But we also noticed that some people from institutions, for example, took the opportunity of this conference to meet and to discuss about various topics that they wanted to discuss about, maybe to start some new projects together, and that of course makes us very, very happy, because that was also one of the goals of this conference, to help you networking and exchanging and meeting new contact for future collaborations. We also learned more from how some organizations are reusing Wikidata's data, both the data and also the software, and how also they can contribute back to the community and to the content. That's very important to us, so we're very happy that we could learn a bit more about this. And in general, I always enjoy very much that people take some time to share knowledge with others, and we had various workshops or just very informal discussion where people could explain to others some tool that they use. For example, we had a Sparkle workshop, we had a meetup about how to build maps based on Wikidata. This is just two examples out of many. I really, really enjoy the fact that people are keen to share what they know and not just to keep it for themselves, so it's really awesome. And of course, during the conference, we worked on all kind of projects, so there were a lot of spontaneous gatherings in this spontaneous self-organized sessions, a lot of very specific meetups around specific projects. We got, for example, stuff about schemas, chemical compounds, some of all paintings, and so on. I also learned the difference between Wikispore and Wikisprout. Do you know the difference? If not, go and have a look. And What's also very interesting is that we had various meetups about how to connect Wikidata to other Wikimedia projects. So we had things about the Wikidata-powered info boxes on Wikipedia, on Commons, and also on other projects. We had, if I remember correctly, a Wikisource meetup, and we had, of course, various discussions about the very, very exciting structured data on Commons project. Speaking about that, there was also a challenge running with the ESA tool to add structured data on pictures related to Berlin. And I heard that the results of this challenge will be announced at the end of this closing session around 6 o'clock on Telegram, I think. So stay tuned. So languages, it was one of the main topics of this conference. So of course, a lot of sessions and discussions took place around languages. We learned, for example, more about how underserved languages communities can use Wikidata for their specific needs, and also how maybe we can improve the Wikidata, the processes of Wikidata, to make sure that we engage even more people and even more of these communities. Of course, we discussed a lot about lexicographical data on Wikidata, and more generally, how collecting and describing words can help building technological solutions to support endangered languages. So, plenty of very interesting topics on that regard. The second main topic of the conference was Wikibase. So, at Wikimedia Germany, over the past year, we noticed that the interest in Wikibase was growing and growing, and I think that we can say for sure that Wikibase is the new thing that's going on and everyone is talking about. So it was really amazing to see very various and different people and organizations and learn about how they use Wikibase and adapt it to their own needs. From libraries to Illuminatis, and also in the fields of biology, digital and non-digital art, and so on and so on. It was really, really great to have such an overview of all the projects running with Wikibase. We also questioned a bit the idea of a Wikibase community. Is there even one? Does that even exist? If so, how can we increase it? How can we strengthen it? And how can we onboard even more people in this Wikibase ecosystem? So what was very great during the meetup is that this topic was discussed and already several ideas for actions were mentioned. So I'm pretty sure that over the next weeks, months, and so on, some of the ideas will be done. And yeah, we can connect even more people and help them using Wikibase. One thing that I really, really enjoy about this kind of events, and especially in the Wikidata community, is all of this excitement that people have around their project and all of the appreciation that they share with each other. So, for example, we could see both of them during the sessions yesterday evening, during the birthday present demo, and during the award ceremony. It was really, really awesome to see. We saw plenty of new tools that were created to fulfill new needs maybe that emerged during the previous months, or old needs that were still waiting for be solved somehow. And that really shows how both the Wikidata and the Wikibase community are resourceful and autonomous, and when they see a problem, they want to solve it, and not only for themselves, but actually share the solution that they found to everyone so they can also share their own problem. I really like the enthusiasm that we have during these events. And because people are all together, I heard some discussions like, oh yeah, we could do this tool. Yeah, maybe we could do it over the weekend. What? No, wait, I can do it during the break. Oh, fine, let's do it. It was really, really awesome. And generally, I really enjoyed that people were very cheerful and praising each other for the work that they've been doing and all the efforts that they put in their projects. And I really think that this is an awesome culture to have in a community. But What I also liked is that during this conference, we also tried to address some of the problems, and we tried to reflect a bit on the current state of the data, of the community, of the processes, try to find what the issues are, and also some ideas for solutions. So we talked about data quality, of course. We discussed about what are the different ways to measure it, and what are the existing and future features that can help improving data quality. We had some very interesting thoughts and reflections about how we can improve how we process and organize the data. Because in the same time, we want to describe even better the diversity of the world. We want to strengthen our ontologies, the way we organize the data, and how we classify the data. But we also want to acknowledge that the way we represent the world on Wikidata can be harmful by reinforcing some oppression systems. And we try to highlight what are the problems and what needs to be improved. And finally, I want to thank you 1,000 times for the super great atmosphere that we had here. Going to a Wikidata event in general feels always super great, but the WikidataCon, this year's WikidataCon is special in the sense that it was, at the same time, some kind of a family meeting feeling where you meet some faces that maybe you see only once a year, but you're super happy to see them. And also, in the same time, you see and you meet plenty of people that you didn't know before, and you get to know them, you get to know the projects they're working on, and so on. So I hope that each of you both met some people that you already knew and got in touch with some new people. I really enjoy seeing the little ritual from the rituals from the Wikidata community going on. I'm thinking about this birthday present thing. Of course, the Cuteness Association, the plushies that are here having their own little meetup. A small, very small thing like the nail polish or this kind of stuff. It looks kind of inside jokey, nerdy, but it's been actually shared with all of you. And in the same time, I see every one of you making the efforts of including more people, because that was the case at this conference. We also had people who were not yet part of the Wikidata community, and I actually hope that they feel a bit more like inside a community right now. And in general, embracing all the diversity of this Wikidata plus Wikibase ecosystem. From an organization team perspective, I want to thank you for, letting us the space to actually experiment on things. Some of you may be super used to Wikimedia events or conferences in general, and I really appreciated the fact that you were always super positive when we tried some new things, when something didn't work exactly as expected. You've been super understanding and positive, so I really, really love that. And in general, I think, and I also heard from many, many of you, that people here have been very, very kind and helpful and supportive and super laid back. So I wanted to thank you for that. So I think that was it for a very short wrap-up of what happened during the conference. If you want to know more, if you want to get more into details, you can definitely go and watch the documentation, watch the videos of the sessions, look at the documentation and so on. I will show you the link later. But for now, I'm going to welcome Raya, who's going to present a bit what happened during this workshop about the future of Wikidata.
Thank you, Leah. And welcome, everyone. So you saw that workshop probably in the program yesterday at 4 p.m. It was called Envisioning Wikidata in the Future and Creating Idea Concepts in an Interactive Session, and it was really interactive. You can see the agenda here. So it was a lot about brainstorming, idea generation, and then also prototyping, and I would like to present what came out of that. So the focus and the brainstorming question that we had was, how can we support the creation of more diverse and underrepresented knowledge? We have talked about that a lot in this conference, and this is also why we took that topic. Also from Wikimedia Germany, we are looking into that, but of course we are very interested what the community, what their ideas, and from all of you, what the ideas would be. So there were 14 participants in four groups working on the different items of the agenda that you have seen. So there were some silent brainstorming sessions, there were some sharing, clustering, and then in the end there was the prototyping. These are some of the ideas, so just that you get an impression that there's a lot. So the idea was that everybody writes down everything that comes to their mind, and then for the prototyping, to prototype the favorite idea. We saw several things that were related to UI UX things, so thinking that it probably would help to make the user experience easier, so that would also help others to get into that. But we're also seeing that it was about, structural issues that were there, and also looking at how to include oral citations or videos. So there were several ideas into different directions. Then in the end, the four groups presented their prototypes, and I have now the difficult task to tell all of you what they have represented, and I hope I do that correctly. If not, please comment in the notes of this session. This is what I at least took from it, and hopefully together with Jan discuss that and hope that this fits. So we had the idea that, that one of the groups had the idea that there should be diverse topic challenges, and also including leaderboards. So the idea is that there could be challenges that draw the attention from other people. So for example, fashion data is probably not so much represented at Wikidata at the moment, so there could be a challenge to add more fashion designers, for example. And then that could be also combined with a leaderboard that, has a bit of a challenging thing, and who's the competitor here, but on the other hand, also to see who's interested in that topic, and that could also support the networking, and that people know, there's this person interested in that topic, so let's work on these things together and improve on that. So we got from that this is really a gamification idea, and how we can make these things that we see in other gaming or social networking things, that we could maybe include this. Another idea was an easy creation of a wiki-based instance and ontology for underrepresented knowledge, so that people could create a new wiki-based instance in the community for their community that is not represented. And it should be as easy as on the left side to just click and say, now this is my wiki-based instance. And then create an ontology based on fluid ontologies that can also be extended by the community, and then also annotate existing web content to and include it this way into your instance. As I said, I hope I got that correctly. If not, please comment on that. Another idea was called a bit in the end resonator on steroids. So the idea to say bringing all projects together on one page. So at the moment, all of the different Wikimedia projects have their own pages and need to be edited in a certain way. And that's obviously difficult for newcomers and also people in different communities, that they would just edit in one of the projects. And so the idea is to have widgets, as you can see here on that side, coming from the different projects. So it could be images and maps, also in videos, so also the kind of medium should be different, how it is represented. And then this way, you have all the different ways to contribute on one page, which could also make it easier for others to represent their knowledge here. And then we had an idea, or more a concept, that said, let's wait before we jump into solutions and tools. We should understand non-Western knowledge better, because currently Wikidata has a lot of fact-oriented data, and maybe people need more practical data, so that the way that the structure of the data that we have is also a problem. And so before we are thinking about tools, we need to understand from the local communities what kind of knowledge has helped them in the past, and ask them, how can we help you to transport your knowledge, and this way, from learning from that, then understand better how this knowledge can be included. Yeah, and I think that's it already.
Thank you very much, Raya. So, as I was telling you earlier, if you want to watch or rewatch maybe one of the sessions of the conference, everything that took place in Kleist, Kepler, and Einstein is or will be very soon available on this link that I will obviously share everywhere on all social networks that I watch. And yeah, feel free to share it, of course, with other people. And I also wanted to mention that in the next weeks and months, we will try to add subtitles, first in English and then hopefully in other languages. And also, we will make sure that it's that if you also want to contribute with translation, you will be able to translate these subtitles to make the content of this conference even more accessible to the outside world and to people who don't necessarily are super comfortable with English. Now, documentation. Documentation, yeah, I know. It's an effort that everyone should make. Ideally, after the conference, it's going to be the moment where we're going to try to gather all the things. What you can do to help is, if you're a speaker and you didn't add your slide on comments yet, please do so, and also link them from the sessions page on Wiki. There is a category for that. You can, of course, upload the pictures that you took on comments. Please mind, of course, the photo policy that we already presented. Again, there is a category for that. And feel free also, when you come back home, to write about your experience at the conference, and especially what you enjoyed or what were your own highlights of the conference. And if you're writing, I don't know, reviews, blog posts, scholarly articles, all kind of things, help us collecting them all. So we have a list of all the things. I put the link here, but that's basically the page documentation that is on linked from the main page of the Wikidatacon on Wiki, so you can find it easily. And with all of this documentation collected, don't forget to share it around you, and especially if you come back to a local Wikimedia community or to an organization or yeah, such group, yeah, tell the others about what you did during the conference and share with them all this documentation that we prepared together. Now, another boring topic, but not that boring, actually. On Monday, you will receive in your mailbox the satisfaction survey, post-conference survey, whatever. If you don't on Monday, then write to us, because maybe something went wrong, but we will make sure that we receive the link that is just for you. It's not going to be too long to fill out, maybe 10 minutes of intense focusing, not more. And it's not just a random thing that we are never going to use. We are actually looking very carefully at what you write at, on the survey. It helps us to evaluate the conference, how it went. It helps us to understand better your needs, and of course to take all of this feedback to improve the next event, and also to share with the rest of the Wikimedia community and other communities organizing events on what are the good practices for events. So this is truly going to be useful. So please take 10 minutes to fill out the satisfaction survey. And if you also want to let a public comment, we have a page on the Wiki for that. Both are awesome, but I would say that probably the survey is more important. All right, now let's go to the practical details about what's going to happen tonight. Because, as said, the event is not over yet. So first of all, we're going to have food. So as you are used to now, we're going to have dinner in both on the ground floor in Anham Foyer and in the cafeteria until 8. And starting at 8, we're actually going to go outside the venue, take a bit of fresh air, and go to a new place that is called Alte Pumpe. So before that, what's going to happen? The sessions room, like this one and the two others, are going to be closed. So please check that you don't forget anything in the rooms. The venue and also the wardrobe will close maximum at 8:30. So again, make sure that you go and take all of your belongings. Don't forget, I don't know, electronic device, chargers, your luggage if you have one, the beautiful wallet that you got at the conference, your plushies, of course, don't. All of these kind of things, make sure that you have everything with you, because after 8:30, it's not going to be possible to go back to the venue. So please double check. At the registration desk, you will find the lost and found, if you ever lost something or found something. And it's going to be open until around 8. If you need to print something, for example, a plane ticket or, I don't know, something important, you can have it printed by sending the document at info@wikidatacon.org. Again, until 8. After that, we're going to be already quite busy tearing down the venue, so yeah, please do that before 8. So, now about this goodbye gathering that we're having. First of all, very important, keep your badge if you're planning to attend, because you're going to need it in order to get inside the venue. Without badge, you cannot enter, so please keep it. However, if you have to leave before going to the Alterpumpe, you can let your badge at the registration desk. We try to collect the... We don't really care about the paper inside, but we collect the plastic and the lanyards to reuse them, so please let them here. And if you go to the event, you will also have a box to let them when you get out of the event, when you leave for good, basically. So, the Alterpumpe is really not far away. It's accessible by walking, actually, around 10 minutes. So we're going to have a first departure to there from here, starting down there next to the registration desk at 8. We're going to have some lights, so we're very visible and you can follow us. And after that, you can also go a bit later, but keep in mind that at 8:30, we're going to close the venue, so we're going to push you out, basically. And you can access here the route to Alterpumpe. It's on the travel page on the wiki. And so just to show you very quickly, basically, when you go out of Urania, you walk, you take the right, you walk until after the big street, then on the right, and then, yeah, basically it's quite straightforward. And when you arrive at Alterpumpe, it should look like this. You're going to enter through this little area under trees, and then there is basically just one door, and we're going to be there for you at the entrance anyway. You're going to recognize us, so I hope that no one will get lost in the dark streets of Berlin. So, last thing, at the social event, you're going to get a few coupons for alcoholic beverage, so it's going to be different coupons from the one from yesterday. It's not the same. And you're going to get unlimited access to non-alcoholic beverage. I can only encourage you to be, once again, responsible about your alcohol consumption, especially if you're not really used to that. The event is going to run until 11 p.m. And after that, actually, the venue will stay open, and you will... You can continue the party if you want, but it's going to be, of course, at your own responsibility. All right. Now, if you're still not done with hanging around with Wikimedians, you can attend to some of the side events that are going to take place tomorrow and on Monday. Sadly, I have to announce that the visit of Berlin with Wikimedian is cancelled because Martin, who was supposed to organize it, is very, very sick, so he cannot do it. However, if you want to, you can still do a spontaneous gathering and just visit Berlin by yourself. I think that the original meeting point was here in front of Urania at 9. So if you want to do that or organize yourself to do something else, feel free to do so. Other than that, tomorrow there will be the Wikibase workshop. So the goal of this workshop is for people who want to learn how to install their own Wikibase instance. It's going to take place during the whole day at Wikimedia Germany's office that you possibly already know. It's open to everyone. The condition is mostly that you are already kind of a bit familiar with installing software or and that you have already an idea or even ideally a data set that you can actually use to practice. It's going to be a practical workshop, so you're definitely going to do some stuff and need some data for it. There will also be an iNaturalist workshop. Basically, it's going to be about both going outside and collecting data and pictures and then uploading them later on iNaturalist and data on Wikidata. So the meeting point is at 9 tomorrow at Wikimedia Germany's office. Hopefully the weather will be nice and you will also gather outside to contribute about things related to plants. And if you're still there on Monday, we also have night together with the Open Knowledge Foundation and especially the OK Labs that are some open data meetups that are happening every Monday evening at Wikimedia Germany. And they nicely offered to have the one from Monday dedicated to Wikidata. So it's going to be a very nice gathering to meet people working on other open data or civic tech stuff, not necessarily on Wikidata, and I think it's going to be a great moment to maybe share some knowledge or tools that you or the other people don't know. Finally, reminder, we're going to change time tonight, during the night actually, at 3 a.m. It's going to be 2 a.m. again. So the good news is actually that makes the night longer, so that makes your sleeping time longer. But please, if you want to attend one of these side events, or if you have a plane or train to catch, please, please make sure that you know what time it is. Your digital devices usually switch time by themselves if they are connected to the internet, but that can be a bit tricky, so feel free to check. You can actually type on your favorite search engine, what time is it in Berlin, and you're gonna get the answer, so I hope that works for you. All right, now let's go to the thank you round. First of all, I would like to thank all the organizations that have been our partners or supporting the conference. Thank you so much. Thank you. Then I would like to thank warmly all the people who contributed very intensively to the content of the event and to create both the formal program and also all the self-organized sessions. So we had speakers, we had workshop runners, we had a lot of discussion facilitators, and yeah, in general, everyone who helped gathering interesting content and meaningful discussions. Thank you. Now, I would love all the volunteers and also the organization team, if you don't mind being on the camera, to come a bit on the front of the stage because, come, start coming. I would like to thank a lot all the people who contributed to the success of this event. This event cannot be run without all kind of volunteers who are helping at every stage of the conference. So we have, for example, Room Angels, who have been doing an amazing job. Thanks to them, the sessions have been running exactly on time. The speakers had their slide. Everything has been running smoothly. We also had people who supported with the streaming. Thank you very much. We had people who helped with logistics, and it was very, very useful, both at the registration desk to carry all kind of stuff. So thank you for your help. We also had a lot of people taking care of the documentation, and as I said, it should be a task for everyone, but we had people especially who put a lot of efforts into gathering and taking notes and all kind of stuff, so thank you for that as well. And I would like to thank all the people who spontaneously jumped in into volunteer roles. It's been especially important because we've been having a few people being sick or having various issues, and we had a bit of stress in finding volunteers. And it was pretty amazing to see all kind of people just saying, yeah, I can do it, or not even announcing it, but just actually coming and help. And this is really, really awesome. So thank you very much, all of you, for that. And of course, a warm thank you to the people who made sure that the friendly space policy was enforced and who were available to take care of anyone having some issues. And thank you to the people who've been working on the program and on the scholarship. It's been a lot of work ahead of the conference. So thank you very, very much for that. And thank you also to our official photographers and everyone who took pictures during the event. Thank you. And of course, thank you to the amazing organization team. It's been a blast to organize stuff with you. Where are they? Here, awesome. Thank you so much, you're awesome. All right, do you have a picture of this beautiful gathering? Let's do that. All right. Thank you. All right. Now, on the top of that, I would like to give some special thank you. First of all, I would like to thank the amazing people who've been running this streaming service. It's not the first time we've been working with them already 2 years ago. It's the team from the Chaos Computer Club and the C3 VOC team, whatever they pronounce that. And every time we work with them, the quality is absolutely amazing. The streaming works well, the sound is great, the videos are like already online. How many events do you wait for months that the videos are online, right? And now they are already here. So please, a very warm thank you to the team. Thank you. I also wanted to thank Julien, user Gitrixis, for the mobile app or mobile version that we had for the program. I think it's really, really important that we have a mobile version of our program. And this tool is actually, it's been already used for other Wikimedia events, and its aim is to be used even more. So actually, if you're organizing an event, you can discuss with Julien about using it, and especially if you think that you can contribute to the code, to the documentation, also to the translation of the things, because the app, as far as I remember, was based in French, and then it's been translated in English and so on. Feel free to go to him and to offer your help. It will be very appreciated. Thank you very much for that. And of course, thank you to all of you for the very positive mood, for all the great discussions that we had, for your active participation to the event. That's another thing I like, is that almost all of you were actively involved in at least one little thing at the event, and I found it really, really great. And of course, for your future help with documentation. Thank you. All right. Now, it's time for a few announcements. So, what's coming next? What's coming next year, in 2020? So, in 2020, we're going to celebrate the Wikidata's 8th birthday. Maybe you know, but last year, we had this Wikidata around the world thing, where actually 36, or maybe even more, at least 36 on the list, groups of people around the world organized something to celebrate the birthday. And I'm wondering, can we have even more in 2020? Can you maybe, if you if nothing happened around you last year, maybe you could start one with your community? So here's the thing. In 2020, we're going to do this Wikidata birthday around the world again. We would love to build something that is actually decentralized, that is happening everywhere, and that is all connected, and that especially allows everyone, including people who for various reasons cannot just fly to Berlin and attend to the WikidataCon. We want to have that for everyone. So please start thinking about it right now if you want. Talk to people around you, talk to your local chapter if you have one, talk to your community, talk maybe to your local partners, libraries, museum, everyone you're already in contact with. And because there are plenty of things that you can do around Wikidata. It doesn't have to be a huge conference, not at all, actually. It can be just a meetup in a bar or in a library. It can be sharing cake, of course. We had awesome pictures of cakes last year, and I'm already looking forward to all the pictures that we will have next year of delicious and beautiful cakes. That could be introducing Wikidata to your local Wikipedia community or your colleagues if you're working somewhere where they could be interested, or just to the audience where you live. It can be a workshop, it can be an editathon, so adding more data into Wikidata. It can even be, why not, a Wikibase install party, because Wikibase is the new thing, as you remember. So basically, these are all the kind of things that you can do. And we can support you with communication, and we will try to get all of this connected together under this banner of the Wikidata's 8th birthday. Now, a very quick note about money. The Wikimedia Foundation can also support you if you need it. They have these grant processes that are running, and the one that will be connected to the date of the Wikidata birthday, which is on October 29, just like every year, the grant run is actually going to start in February this year. So if you don't want to miss it, start thinking about it, start gathering your ideas right now if you want to get some funding. Now, what could happen in 2021? Very good question. So, I cannot tell a lot right now, but what I can tell you is that the WikidataCon will be back in 2 years. Stay tuned, more information will come. We have a maybe that date, it's not really fixed yet, but that's already something that you can write in your calendar already for in 2 years, around the Wikidata birthday as usual. Stay tuned, more information will come on your regular channels. All right, thank you again, everyone. Enjoy the dinner, enjoy the goodbye evening tonight, and I hope that I can see all of you very soon. Thank you.